Sins as Scarlet, Inspector Iwata Book 2, written and read by Nicolás Obregón. Kosuke Iwata was pushing a shopping trolley along the aisles of Mitsuya Supermarket. It was busy for a Monday. Akiko Nakamura was singing San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, the verses in Japanese, the chorus in English. Iwata passed by cosmetics, and the woman behind the counter waved. They made small talk, and she told him his mother seemed to be doing well. He knew the woman didn't mean anything by it, but the implication was that he wouldn't know how his own mother was. He thanked her and pushed his cart towards the pickle aisle, where he picked up ginger, daikon, and plums. For the better part of an hour, Iwata deliberated over baby abalone, shells pearlescent in the bright lights. He weighed up fresh yellowtail steaks, gleaming ballet pink, against the dark, woody flesh of bluefin tuna. There was no shopping list. The tradition had always been that he would buy ingredients that jumped out at him, and his mother would interpret them as she saw fit. When his cart was finally full, Iwata made his way to the checkout. The cashier bagged his goods, gave him his change on a plastic platter, and bowed. Outside, Iwata loaded his shopping into the boot of his moss-green Ford Bronco, almost as old as him. As he worked, he listened to two elderly Japanese men chatting about the coming snow, the kind that really accumulates. Iwata looked up. The sky was a sharp blue, the sun tingling on his shoulders. Palm trees shushed in the breeze. Across the road, the McDonald's was open 24 hours a day, the American flag flying. An inactive neon sign above the parking lot read, Billions Served. It was February, but there would be no snow here. This was Torrance. Yet the old men were not discussing the weather in California. Iwata took them for Nisei, second generation, born in a new land to Japanese immigrants, Issei, first generation. He listened to the way they spoke of America, as though it were temporary, their lives here little more than a quaint reverie. For them, it was Japan where the weather mattered, as if the Torrance palm trees were just likable props. Iwata understood the importance of heritage. He just didn't much care about home or where it could be found. He'd done without for the better part of 40 years. Here in California, he was Japanese. In Japan, he was an outsider. And so for him, the weather was simply whatever was happening over his head.